This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, college football.
It's Division I football.
They want to change the postseason format again.
Well, we got one more year of the old format, and then we can do what. Well, the Big Ten and the SEC then can do whatever the hell they want.
And that is what is happening here, because last spring, if you remember, it got pretty intense when the SEC and the Big Ten threatened to leave and create their own postseason.
Yeah, take their ball and go home.
So what that led to was all the other conferences going, well, slow down. It's okay. You don't have to leave. Mm. They all signed a memorandum of understanding, which said, hey, we'll talk about this, but we'll give you more control.
Yes.
Okay, that's what ended up happening. Yeah. Okay, so here we are.
Yeah.
Where they have to start discussing this.
So next year you're going to get, there may be a minor tweak. Like next year you may end up not getting, the seating may get changed. If anything gets changed, the seating.
Right. But this is for when the deal is up.
The deal is up. So next year they have to play out the contract basically as is. So, and then after that, basically it's going to expand. And it sounds like the Big Ten and the SEC are going to get 4 automatic berths, right? So you'll get 8 from the SEC, or between the SEC and the Big Ten, and then there'll be 8 others that'll expand to 16. And
well, they're saying, okay, so according to Ross Dellinger, he is saying there's momentum for 14 or 16.
Yeah.
And they would 16. Assign multiple automatic qualifiers per league and as many as 4 for each, the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yes.
And then what they, the other thing they want to do, and this is something that we have talked about here because it was floated out there earlier this football season, but they want a scheduling arrangement that's going to get them millions in additional revenue from TV partners.
Yeah.
In other words, the SEC and the Big Ten teams, the elite teams, are going to start meeting each other in the non-con quite often.
Yes. So, I mean, this
which is good.
It is good. And like I said, don't be afraid of all of this. There's going to be some bumps along the way. And by the way, like the House settlement, none of that is settled. And even when it is settled, it's just going to still be chaos. Like, there is going to be some rough times ahead because the NCAA is going to keep getting sued. They're going to keep losing. And eventually, years down the road, you'll stumble into some form of new context where it's collectively bargained. There'll be some sort of commissioner. But until then, can, much like the All-Star game, can we just sit back and realize that it's not that bad of a product? And actually, it's a really good product, and this year's playoff was fantastic, and we're going to crown a true champion, and next year, you're going to do it again, and the year after that, you're going to get even more of a true champion because more teams are going to be in it?
Well, what do we want? Do we want 16? I've always advocated for 16 because it just, no buys.
Yeah.
You know, and then just, you could just go 1 through 16. Just rank them based on the rankings.
And I don't. I'm fine with 12 because I actually think when you get to the back half of 12, you're not getting great teams anyways. So I don't think that we need eight teams from the SEC and the Big Ten.
So who would that be this year? Let me go look that up.
I didn't need Ole Miss. Like, I didn't need Alabama. So Ole Miss would have been in. Alabama would have been in. Who else? Clemson already made it in. So I know that Ole Miss and Alabama would have been.
South Carolina.
Like, no offense.
16 would have been Illinois.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Like,
so you got Ohio State, Illinois. So here are your first match. If you expand to 16 this year, just for example,
yeah,
you would have Ohio State. Oh, no, because this is finishing one.
Yeah, it's finishing.
Who was number one?
What are you talking about?
Who was the number one seed?
Oregon.
Oh, yeah. How quickly I forget.
I thought for a minute there, I was like,
so Oregon would have had to play Illinois again.
Yeah. Which, again,
if you did just by the ranking.
I just don't need. It's the same thing with the NCAA tournament. They're talking about expanding to, what, 76? I don't need 76 teams. I don't need to see the 15th and the 16th best team. I don't need Illinois, and I don't need a Missouri, and I don't need a South Carolina. BYU, I guess, could have theoretically been in there. And look, I love BYU, and we had a great year. You know who wasn't going to win a national title? And they really, the playoff wasn't worse off for not having them in it. BYU.
Okay, can I scratch everything I just said?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
No.
You just have a lot of.
And it makes me sad.
Well, I went off the final rankings, like AP rankings, and yeah. I shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
I should have gone off the final college football playoff rankings.
Yes.
And like you said, so the matchups, if we just said they expanded to 16.
Yes.
And just played, it just seeded them by ranking.
Yes.
Oregon would have played Clemson
okay.
in the first round. And that's a dangerous little game.
Yeah.
Two would have been Georgia, and they would have played South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And South Carolina, again, I could see either of those 15 and 16 seeds upsetting the 1 and 2 in those scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
The 14 is Ole Miss. They would have played Texas. That would have been a great game. And then
Miami would have been in there
Penn
somewhere
State,
too, right?
Penn State would have played Miami, which I also think would have been a great game.
Okay.
So in this one example of this past year, those games were actually better games because Arizona State was ranked 12th, SMU 10th, and Boise State 9th, mm-hmm. right? So you would have had an 8-9 matchup of Indiana-Boise State.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I actually think this is, I mean, again, it's just one example.
Yeah.
But I don't. Again, it's not to say that Clemson, South Carolina, or any of those can win it, but neither can freaking the team that was ranked 8th in Indiana.
Where was BYU?
They were 17th
okay,
on
so
this.
We missed a
just
bite.
Missed out. You were like in the first four.
First four out. At some point, like expansion just waters things down. But again,
I don't know, man.
You give me 16. I'll watch 16. You eliminate the buys.
Well, I hate to say this. And again, it's just one example. So we have to, I mean, I don't want to like make all these sweeping statements regarding just one year. But this year,
yeah,
it was already watered down.
Sure.
Just this season. Yeah. The first time they went to 12, it was watered down because you had Arizona State. And again, I'm not saying anything bad about these teams, but Arizona State wasn't winning that tournament.
No.
Indiana wasn't winning that tournament. SMU wasn't winning that tournament. Neither was Boise State.
So again,
it's half the a third of the field.
Again, so we're going to water it down even more. I don't need 16, but again, I'm not going to complain. And ultimately, it's not going to stop at 14. It'll go to 16 because the only reason anyone's expanding anyways, again, is more inventory, right? More inventory.
Yeah.
Teams TV partners will pay more for it. So
yeah, I think if you're an Oregon fan, like, I don't know, maybe not fan, but just generally speaking, if you're sitting on a bye, it's just better to be playing a game.
Sure.
Because it's more money for college football.
If they're at all smart when they expand this thing to 16, the first two rounds need to be played on campus.
Home, yeah, and then play the final, what would that be, four?
Yeah, then that's fine. Then go play that in
bowl games.
Yeah, you know, play that in bowl games. But the first two rounds.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The first two rounds, if you go into 16, no buys, first two rounds need to be played on campus. If you're going to be the number one seed, you should get the benefit of playing at home and then reseed. And I think that would ease the burden of travel costs. Like, it's just not fair to ask fans to have to travel to all those different games. Then you're going to get into some bias of where those games are played and, proximity. So just make it. One of the cool things, even though the games didn't end up being great games, but seeing a Penn State game in Penn State in cold weather was freaking awesome. The Notre Dame game, in the cold weather game with touchdown Jesus. Remember that was the whole Shane Gillis was there and he called them Alabama Jones, and like that was phenomenal. And McAfee's out there and they got guys kicking field goals in the bad weather. Like that is
it's good for the fans.
That is college football. That is phenomenal, and they need to tap into that. You telling me that a college football playoff game, Oregon versus Clemson, yeah, at Autzen Stadium in
good,
December,
it's pretty good.
Let's freaking go.
Pretty good.
And someone tell me that that's bad for college football. So this whole system that everyone bitches and moans about again, because it's what we do, it's our national pastime, this will lead to a brighter,
yeah,
and ultimately
better
tournament in college football.
That'll be interesting.
So bumps along the way, but we're going to get
a lot of bumps. A lot of bumps.
Well, again, I just go back to
many bumps.
And I know people are probably don't pay as much attention to it because you don't have to, because nothing gets settled, but every time you think they have some sort of grasp on how the new system is going to work, and when I say the house settlement, that's the lawsuit, the multi-billion-dollar lawsuit that was settled. And that, by the way, was settled, like, I swear to God, like 8 months ago. It's still not settled. Because every time like they come to the table to try to finish the settlement, either a judge says, no, you can't do that, or someone else says, no, we're going to keep suing on that. There is going to be so many lawsuits over the next 4 or 5 years that are just, it's going to be nauseating to hear about, but the sport isn't going to die, and you're just going to have to weather a lot of legalese talk and a lot of changing landscape that's going to be difficult for the next couple of years until you settle, and eventually it will. And when we settle, it'll be something that looks, it'll look a lot different than what we're used to.
How many teams are in the SEC right now?
What, 16, right?
Is it 16 or 18?
I believe it's 16.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
But
well, there you go.
But I may be wrong.
There's one spot for each of the SEC teams in the tournament. It's a big SEC tournament.
Four SEC, four Big Ten. That'll
what
be
about this? What if they
spots?
Expand to 16 and all 16 are guaranteed to be SEC teams? That'd be funny. They're also saying that the SEC will move to a 9-game regular season conference schedule.
Yes.
And they would do that. I don't know really why they would do that. I'm guessing they're saying that just changing the playoff format would help them get to 9 regular season games, but I don't know why they would give up the cupcake game. Maybe because they're giving up that cupcake game for a big money game against the Big Ten.
That would probably be my guess. And then even if you lose that game because you got 4 guaranteed spots, it gives you a little more wiggle room, you know, to feel like as long as you finish in the top four, you're in. And then the regular season, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, but it certainly dilutes it and allows you to maybe be a little more risky. And I know it sucks for the small market teams, but I've said it all along. If you really want to make college football great, you need to eliminate.
You need
to eliminate the dumb games. The biggest problem with college football, in my humble opinion,
is unbalanced schedules.
And too many times throughout the course of the season, when you look up, especially if you're a fan of an actual title contending team, take for instance Oregon. How many games this year on Oregon's schedule did anyone actually look forward to?
Two.
Yeah.
And wait, what was the second one?
Well, you had Penn State.
Regular season.
So you had
Ohio State and
Michigan early on, probably not by the time you actually played,
yeah.
But early on,
yeah.
Washington always.
Well, then Oregon State,
Wisconsin. That's my thing. Like,
yeah. I know, I get you.
And so if you eliminate the three dip S's that you play at the start of the year, no offense to anyone, that's a cheap shot.
Yeah, you're a real jerk.
Well, because like, Oregon State's not. That's a cheap shot, right? If you want to keep a rivalry game like that, I'm talking about when you play Sister Mary of the Poor.
Idaho.
When you play, exactly, Idaho, which ended up being a competitive game. But that game doesn't need to happen. You don't need to play the Citadel. Stop it. You know, Northern Montana, get out of here with that crap. If you replaced those three games and you did what they're talking about, the Big Ten and the SEC, even if you just spun a random wheel and you gave me three SEC games that Oregon had to play at the start of the season or mixed in, instantly your season becomes 40% better right there. That's the biggest problem is stupid scheduling. You know, Indiana this year plays one game that matters. They lose it and Indiana gets in. That's the biggest problem with college football. It's not the back half of the postseason, it's that. If you can find a way to not solve it, but move that to a more equitable base for everybody, it becomes, I think, a exponentially better product.
So just so you know, the SEC and Big Ten ADs are meeting today, or were, in New Orleans. That's the second time they have met.
Yeah.
The College Football Playoff Management Committee is scheduled to meet in Dallas on February 25th, which is next week. And the SEC and the Big Ten could present ideas for a future format to them next week.
Yeah.
So they expect final decisions on all of this in the next few weeks.
So the SEC and the Big Ten will drive the bus. Hopefully they throw some halfway decent crumbs to everyone else and then, you know, you move forward. But ultimately, they will drive this bus. And no one really else has a real pushback against them because they are college football right now.
All right, guess what we have next?
I'm hoping a little ITN.
We do have some ITN.
I need it. I need my news.
We have a body.
Oh.
We have a dead body.
I don't like that.
Well, you know, these bodies.
Yeah, these pop up, right?
What's that all about?
What is the deal with bodies?
And a very Oregon bill is up for debate. So we'll get to those items next on In the News. Here is Will.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.